You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is John Collins, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
The Utah Jazz welcomed the Minnesota Timberwolves to the Delta Center for the second time in three nights. After falling by 19 to the Wolves on Saturday, the Jazz got Lauri Markkanen back in the lineup to try to take down one of the top teams in the West. Despite taking it down to the end, it was Anthony Edwards, his emphatic poster, and the Wolves who left with a 114-104 victory. I'm Tyler Gibb. Welcome to Jazz Game Rewind.
Lauri grabs with the left hand, powers to the basket, off the window, and in!
Lauri Markkanen had missed the last six games to injury, but he had no problem picking things up where he left off. Markkanen finished with 22 points and 12 rebounds in his return.
Lauri launches on the right side and buries a three. He averages 23 a game, exact same as his number. Flashes in the middle, catches, guarded by the smaller Anderson, just powers through him and scores. Markkanen rolling down the middle, right-hand hammer for the finisher. Offensive rebound, Kessler out to Lauri. Left-hand drive, hanging to the basket, underhand scoop to score.
Markkanen's presence back in the starting lineup led to an inspired first quarter as the Jazz used a 13-0 run and a 10-0 run to get their largest lead of the night at 16. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone winding down the first quarter.
Right side three for Keontae off balance up and in. And then there was the ultimate teacher who they left on the screen for a long time. And because teachers are selfless by definition, she starts putting her, that's enough of me. Take me off the screen. I don't want to be on the screen anymore. Anthony Edwards drives the left side and kicks it out of bounds. Turnover on Ant. He has not got rolling yet. He can ignite at any moment. That's what makes him so incredibly awesome and dangerous. But right now he's 2-for-5 with 4 points. Jazz defending him well. Jazz lead at 28-19. Minnesota is a game and a half out of number one in the West. Every game's big for them. And they're battling the Jazz tonight. Here's Keontae at the top, guarded by Alexander Walker off a Kessler pick. Rise and fire three, rimmed it. Kessler taps it out of bounds off the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves all want to have it reviewed. The play-by-play announcer of the Utah Jazz would agree, and now there's the timeout. The challenge was successful. Minnesota ball with the Jazz up 9, 2:50 left here first quarter. Left side, Morris. Rolling to the basket, Garza, the Iowa star. His pass down low, knocked away and stolen. Here's Kalen Horton-Tucker, right-hand dribble. He and Sexton are missed space, so they back out. It's going to be a high pick and roll with Lauri. And Horton-Tucker loses the dribble. It kicks off two guys, goes back to Horton-Tucker. He penetrates, flares it out to Sensabaugh. Three ball's good. Well, that's exactly what they're talking about there by Will Hardy in our soundbite. Kalen gets into the paint. Instead of taking the shot, kicks it out, finds the open three. Bryce had all day to shoot that one.
Yeah, as crowded as it was in the paint there, I mean, he had his choice.
Alexander Walker kicks to the corner. Now here's Edwards. And Kalen rips it away from Edwards. 31-19, Utah 2 to play. Edwards wants that round ball back. Horton Tucker drives by him to the basket, hangs in the air. A lot of contact, no whistle. Shots misses at the rim. On the run is Morris. 8-foot floaters, too hard. Rebound battled for, loose in the corner. Grabbed by Warren. Warren attacks, throws it into the backcourt. It's stolen by Horton Tucker. 4-on-2, trailing Sensabaugh. Big steps to the rim, gives to Sexton, who lays it up and in. Jazz playing unselfish basketball after the film sessions by Will Hardy today and lead at 33-19.
Yeah, it was a film session too there. I mean, three different film sessions for each position, I think.
1:18 left here in the first quarter. Jazz having a brilliant first quarter, shooting 62%. Alexander Walker, top to Edwards. Edwards, left-hand drive, kick to the corner, Warren. Once a big-time score in the NBA. Step back jumper, no. Kessler clears. Minute two left in the quarter. And now under a minute. Seconds remaining here in a brilliantly played first quarter. Sexton in and out, left-hand dribble all the way to the window, laid it up and in. 35-19, Utah.
Colin Sexton came off the bench and proved to be a big factor for the Jazz. Sexton knocked down five triples to finish with a team-leading 24 points.
Sensabaugh, 4-3, too long. Rebound done. Bryce really aiming that shot. Sexton for three, good. Chris Dunn, players to Sexton. Try again, make it again. Hands to Sexton, off the bounce three for Collin is good. Horton Tucker, players to Sexton, he's left open for three, got another one.
While the Jazz battled, this night belonged to Anthony Edwards. Edwards finished with a game-leading 32 points to go along with his 8 assists and 7 rebounds. Those numbers may be outstanding, but they are not what he will be remembered for on this night. In the third quarter, Edwards rose to heights the Delta Center has rarely seen to throw down a vicious dunk. Take a listen to David Locke and Timberwolves radio voice Alan Horton on the call.
Keontae with another turnover. Here's McDaniels. Edwards through the lane. Oh my gosh! Anthony Edwards just climbed to the top floor, dunked on top of John Collins, and the foul in a dunk you will see for years to come. John Collins is down because he got hit in the head. Anthony Edwards just defied everything.
Oh, Nikhil reached in on Keontae George and turned him over. It's another Keontae George turnover. And goes up for the dunk, and Thunder slams it in traffic over John Collins. And Ant may have hurt his left hand. He comes right to the bench. That was sick.
That dunk alone was worth the price of admission, but there was still a game to be finished. Heading into the final 12 minutes, it was all knotted up at 83 when Anthony Edwards took over for 13 fourth quarter points to put the game out of hand.
Edwards at the top, 25 a game he averages. He takes a left-hand dribble, fades back on the baseline and hits. That was pretty darn good defense. Edwards stepping by on Hendrickson scores. Edwards left side. Edwards pulls for three, buries it. Right elbow isolation, Anthony Edwards fires over Dunn and scores.
With the loss, the Jazz fall to 29-39 on the season as they get set for a three-game road trip, starting with the Thunder on Wednesday. Follow the action on the road by subscribing to Jazz Plus, and welcome the Jazz back home next Monday as they host Luka Doncic and the Mavs. Get your tickets at utahjazz.com. That'll do it for this one. I'm Tyler Gibb. Thanks for listening to Jazz Game Rewind.